Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahill, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning. We welcome you. Great to have you riding with us. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, you can text us. Use the keyword. I don't know why that thing just popped up on my screen. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176 on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. Good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Hit us up in our fan feedback email inbox, XBMornings at gmail.com. I don't know why that's so difficult for me to say. XBMornings at gmail.com. Danny Kalin's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC. Bellino, active night in the sports world last night. Very excited to be able to talk to Logan Lamarindier a little bit about the Lions. I think in the sheet I wrote that he was going to talk about the Pistons. So my bad for misleading you guys. No, we will be. We did talk Lions. We'll talk Pistons coming up with Grant Long, Valley Sports Detroit, Eastern Michigan alum, the pride of Romulus, Michigan. Grant will join us, one of the inaugural members of the 1988 expansion Miami Heat, and what a run that franchise has had so far. A couple of texts coming in. What do you think those Detroit Lions rings will look like when they finally win a Super Bowl one day? That is a great question. I don't know what the rings will look like. I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime. You know, people want to say, like, okay, like Coach Barlow said it yesterday. Like, the odds are in my favor of them winning, you know, before the end of my life. I don't think that they are, because you have a 1 in 32 chance every season. Like, those aren't great odds, especially when you don't have the pedigree, if you will, to be able to, you know, kind of lean on, like, hey, here's a franchise with, you know, some stability and a franchise that has made some really good decisions and a long track record of that sort of success in the front office leading to the success on the field. It hasn't been there. So, yeah, I don't know what the Lions rings will look like. Something in some sort of dream or fantasy. As for Tyler Bertuzzi, is he becoming a superstar on that list before our eyes in this town that we never talk about him being on? That said, the list of Mo, Mize, Torque, Green, Cade, etc. That all comes from Freddie. Yeah, I think Tyler Bertuzzi is slowly but surely making his way into that conversation as, you know, one of the most important players in all of Detroit. How about CMU golf coming back after 38 years? Think I'm going to go back to school like Rodney Dangerfield and play golf, or you could go back like J.R. Smith. Right, J.R. Smith went back to school, had some eligibility left. Beating the Rams Sunday will be like a Michigan team finally beating Ohio State. Like Michigan State used to on the road versus OSU, LMAO. Stafford never looked competent here. Went 5-0, went 9-4 in the MVP race. But no, let's never blame him. You guys are scared. Lions are winning Sunday with Swift and Jefferson sharing 35 touches and Hawk 2 touchdowns. Book it. Freddie, who's not scared? Freddie, I'll take the bet. What do you want to wager? Lions outright winner? I will take that bet. I love the Lions. I do. What kind of alternate universe are you living in right now? That the Lions are going to be outright winners on the road in Los Angeles against Matthew Stafford. If they keep it within 30 points. Like, do you remember the Houston Texans earlier this year? Do you remember that game they got blown out in? Like, that's what you're on the cusp of right now. And you think the Lions are going to win? What? Who's blocking Aaron Donald? Who's going to guard Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods or Action Jackson? Who? Anybody? It's too big of an ask. It's way, way too big of an ask. So, yes, I'll take that wager. Whatever you want to wager, I would do that right now on the air. Lions outright winner versus the Rams. I'll take the Rams. It's nothing personal. It's just strictly business here at this point. And that's that taking the Lions is a that's a bad business decision there. Smitty says, and in Charlotte. That's right. Good morning to the Charlotte International Airport. I think that's what it's called. CLT is what the initials are. But good morning to everybody down there in Charlotte, whether you're working for Delta or United or American. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. All our friends down there, get us on a buddy pass. Get us in some warmer weather. Cool weather starting in right now. It's getting cold. It's dark. All kinds of stuff. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Huge news. Yesterday, MLB's postseason, the LA Dodgers 6-5 winners over the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta still leads the series 2-1, but a monumental victory for LA at home. Followed up by the Houston Astros beating the Boston Celtics 9-2. That series now tied at 2 games apiece. An epic, epic game last night if you were able to watch it. Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield preparing to play on Thursday. Team believes the shoulder injury is not season-ending. I saw yesterday on, I think it was NFL Live on ESPN, should the Browns sit Baker Mayfield and rest him? They were like, well, it's just 1 week. I've never heard of such a thing. Yeah, if he can play, don't you play him? I mean, if the shoulder injury, if they're that concerned about it, then I guess you don't. I'm not really sure. It's a Thursday night game against Denver. It's, you know, he aggravated the a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder. I don't know how you're supposed to play football like that. Mayfield suffered the shoulder injury initially reported as a partially torn labrum back on September 19th while attempting to make a tackle after a pick. He's playing through it. Aggravated the shoulder injury last week against Arizona. Would you sit your starting quarterback with a torn labrum that was aggravated? Would you sit him for Thursday night football against Denver? Yes or no?
No.
You're playing him.
Who's their backup?
Hell if I know.
Aren't you a Cleveland Browns?
Aren't I a Cleveland Browns what, Dan? What, Dan? Say it. Say it with your chest.
Fan.
No. We're distant cousins in the battle of the Edmund Fitzgerald. But Case Keenum is the backup. If he doesn't play.
I mean, Case Keenum's a capable. People thought he was a start. He was, you know, he had starter in him, but that really ended up.
Probably one of the best college quarterbacks of all time.
It's one game out of 17, but if he can play, don't you want him playing?
Yeah, I do. You know, the one game out of 17, it's Denver, it's a road game. I don't know. Jacksonville Jaguars cut their long-range specialist, Josh Lambeau, who is the team's most accurate kicker in franchise history. Giannis Antetokounmpo on the Milwaukee Bucks title banner, that's going to be there forever, getting the rings last night. They were celebrating. They were having fun. The ring is absolutely monstrous, and the top of the ring comes off to reveal a QR code for the ring. The top of the ring can also be worn as a pendant on your chain. So how about that? I'm ready. Dan says don't wear it as a pendant. You might scratch it. I'm asking, what is he doing in the club that he would be scratching his chain, Dan? I don't know what kind of activities you have happening over there. Golden State Warriors got a huge lift from their reserves, beating the L.A. Lakers. I liked everything about that game last night. 121-114 in the season opener. By the way, the Milwaukee Bucks, they handled business against the Brooklyn Nets, 127-104. Really good day. All good things across the board. Jordan Poole, by the way, 25 minutes. 8 of 18 for 20 points. He was 4 of 11 from the three-point line. Yesterday was Steph Curry, 5 of 21 from the field. He ended up with 21 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. So it's crazy that no Klay Thompson. The last time he played, that Toronto Raptors series back in 2019. Philadelphia 76ers suspend Ben Simmons for their season opener after a spat that he had in practice where he was kicked out. 6 schools have officially applied to join the American Athletic Conference. So Florida Atlantic, Charlotte, North Texas, UTSA, Rice, and UAB have all officially requested to join the AAC. And ESPN's Dick Vitale announces that he has a battle upcoming with lymphoma. That's what he was diagnosed with. So the 82-year-old said he'll manage his treatments and his work schedule for the upcoming season, be sharing his opinions on Twitter. We'll step aside back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams
college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with a special offer on pro basketball. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Pistons or the Bulls. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. This is as easy as it gets for you, folks. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets. If a three-pointer is made by either the Pistons or the Bulls, you're an easy winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your...
Welcome back, folks. X's and Bros. Just getting my Lil Wayne freestyle on in case we hop back into program. You're like, what is he talking about? A GT4. I don't have one of those. No, if I drive a Ford. Not a Ford GT, just a regular Ford. But great to have you with us this morning on this Wednesday, the 20th day of October. You know, my dad, he had a little bit of a stomach issue over the weekend, so we didn't get a chance to celebrate his birthday, but we're going to this weekend, so I'm very I'm excited about that. I can't tell you guys on the air what I got him, but what I got him for his birthday, I'm still waiting for it. Every day I'm checking the porch like a little kid, you know, Christmas running around. Like,
did you get him
for
one of those Milwaukee Bucks championship rings?
Yeah, I think that pendant would look awesome on him, but probably if it was gold. You know, if they could remake it in gold for me, that'd be great. But I'm really excited about what I got my dad for his birthday. Like, I am more excited, I think, for it than what maybe he will be for it. But it's one of those things where you're like, yeah, this is a knockout.
Everything in the grocery store.
He's going to use this. He's going to like this. It's, you know, you got to – I think when buying presents for people, you got to try to find something that they like, that's something that they use. And when you're – a young person trying to buy anything for your parents, it's just, there's just no hope. You have no chance. You don't have any money. You can't buy anything, whatever.
Oh, I finally figured, you got him a tie.
No, we went through years of getting ties, and that's perfectly acceptable as a child, because what else are you going to get your dad? You don't have any money. Your income's very limited, and spending $30, $35, $40 on a tie is crippling. But this idea that I had, I was like, okay, now I can't, I'll tell you guys off the air what it is. But a buddy of ours had it, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, dad's going to love this. So we're going to celebrate with him, I believe, on Sunday. We're going to watch Lions, Rams, and have a little dinner at my parents' house. So looking forward very much.
Steaks?
You know, I wonder what he's going to put on the menu. That's a really good.
He's grilling it up. He's deciding.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whoever's birthday it is, I always figure that you decide where you want to go and what you want to do, and then we just go from there. That's the easiest way to do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? If it was him, I'd have to probably guess green beans or broccoli, made some sort of potato, and a porterhouse steak that's the size of my laptop. If I had to guess, that would probably be what he'll go with. He might surprise us, but that could definitely
nice
be it.
Portobello steak.
You know, no, he's not a big mushroom guy, but that's okay. That's all right. We have portobello mushroom Swiss gourmet burgers. You want add a little extra cheese over the top, maybe a little provolone, gonna mix the flavors a little bit. Love that. Absolutely love it. Here's Smitty. Smitty says, tell that young man happy birthday. I think Smitty's dad, Big Phil, just had a birthday as well. All right, we didn't do it yesterday. We got all caught up. You know, Ben Simmons took way too much time yesterday. And look, here's the deal. Once again, I'll say it. I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. And yesterday is the perfect example. If it is true that Ben Simmons had his cell phone on him while he was at practice, like in his pocket, why would you want that anywhere near Detroit? Anywhere near it. You know, Freddie was, you know, tweeting me. He's like, yeah, he talked about, you know, what about Dwayne Casey? You know, he could fix him. If Ben Simmons, you're not going to fix your jump shot during the season. It just doesn't happen. You know, in the offseason is where individual player development happens and individual players get better. During the season is when you make your team and your team gets better, right? And the odds of you being able to change, adjust, and fix your jumper and have you be confident enough in using that in the game is slim to none. You know, you're talking about changing your golf swing on a Wednesday before a Thursday tee off time on the PGA Tour. Like, it's not, that's not, you're not changing your swing mid round. Like, that's not going to happen. You're going to have to do it in the off season during the break in the actual PGA season. That's when you're going to have to work on things, or when you're not playing in tournaments, right? You think it just doesn't happen. Like, players will improve throughout the course of the season. I'm not saying that whatever a player walks into, that's going to be it. But if you're going to make a change, such as your form, to shoot the ball, that's a huge, that's a monumental shift. Monumental. And you didn't take care of your own business in the offseason. That's nobody's fault. I'm glad Philadelphia kicked him out of practice. I'm glad that they've suspended him. I'm glad they're going to fine him, because you know he's just showing up going through the motions, which makes him simply untradeable. Like, the value there is so bad, because why would you want a guy that doesn't have the mental capacity to be a winner in the playoffs, that folds under pressure? Why would you want a guy that can't shoot in a shooter's league? Why do you want a guy with that kind of attitude? Soft. There's no other way to put it. Like, soft. The guy is mentally soft. I don't want him in Detroit. We have a nice young core here. We're going to talk more about this with Grant Long coming up. Cade Cunningham, Sadiq Bey, Isaiah Stewart, Jeremy Grant stepping into that leadership role. I really like what this team has. Killian Hayes, my jury's still out on him. We'll see. We'll see. Well, I like Tyrese Halliburton, but we'll see. But if you're a guy like, you know, I can't imagine anybody. Well, you know, Dwayne Casey could fix his shot. Not during the season he couldn't. And last thing I want is a powder walking around. We don't need that right now. We've got guys with great attitudes, hard workers. Can that still win in the NBA? You know, Ben Simmons, oh, he's a star. In what? In name only. Because he was highly touted as a recruit. He went to LSU. They underachieved there. He got drafted by Philly, and he's been underachieving in Philadelphia ever since. Without Joel Embiid, what is Philadelphia? What are they? They're not a top five team in the East. He's what makes them go. So we got so hung up on that yesterday that we didn't even get a chance to do our NFL recap, which is something that I've really much enjoyed doing here on this program. So let's do it. Let's shift gears. Let's head back to the gridiron. Everything that took place in week number 6. It started on Thursday night with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating the Philadelphia Eagles by 6, 28-22 on Thursday night football. Tom Brady, couple of scores, just about 300 yards passing. Then we move into Sunday. Bengals beat the Lions on the road, improved to 4-2, 34-11. Joe Burrow threw 3 touchdowns and 271 yards. He's kind of a problem. Lions couldn't do anything on offense, couldn't do anything on defense. They fall to 0-6 there, the last winless team in the National Football League. Jacksonville Jaguars, they were winless until they went to London to beat up on Tua Tagovailoa in the Miami Dolphins. What a great draft pick he was. Really changed the franchise around, didn't he? Jags 1-5, same exact record as the team they just beat, the Miami Dolphins, who are only good in the Tua's inaugural chance because their special teams and defense carried him. And those are that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Green Bay Packers trounced the Bears, and Aaron Rodgers says, I still bleeping own you. Although he only threw for 200 yards and 2 scores, he did add a rushing touchdown. Packers are really good. They're 5-1. Bears 3-3, struggling a little bit, trying to figure out what to do with Justin Fields, trying to make all that work. They need help badly. The Indianapolis Colts ran the Texans off the field. I can't hear you, Dan. What'd you say?
Your dad's buddy is on hold. Mike Davison?
Mike Davison's on hold?
He is.
All right, tell them to hang tight for us. Colts 31-3 winners over the Texans. The Rams, they topped the New York Football Giants 38-11. Matthew Stafford, 251, four scores through the air, four scoring 7 years ago, something like that. Yeah, they got the Lions this week out in L.A. That's going to be bad. Chiefs, a winner on the road against the football team. They tried to honor Sean Taylor. Then you had Jackson Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' younger brother, dancing on the number 21 logo. The whole thing was a mess. Chiefs win 31-13. In overtime, the Vikings pull out the victory 34-28 over the Carolina Panthers. Kirk Cousins threw for 373 and three scores. The Ravens beat the Chargers. My L.A. Bolts, 34-6. Tough travel from west to east. Chargers fall to 4-2. Ravens now 5-1. The Arizona Cardinals went on the road and beat Cleveland 37-14. Cleveland looks like they are a mess right now. The Cardinals remain undefeated at 6-0. Browns even 500 at 3-3. The Las Vegas Raiders 10-point winners over the Denver Broncos 34-24. Good for the Raiders and Derek Carr trying to get things back on track after the removal of John Gruden. Cowboys a winner in overtime over the Patriots 35-29. More overtime. Steelers beat the Seahawks 23-20. And then on Monday Night Football, big time upset. Shout out to Bill in Tennessee. His Tennessee Titans, they tightened up. 34-31 winners over the Buffalo Bills. Derrick Henry had 143 and three touchdowns. We ran out of time. We got to talk to Grant Long on the other side. Hey, tell my dad's friend Mike, call us back top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Give him the number. Tell him call us right back. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with a special offer on pro basketball. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Pistons or the Bulls. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. This is as easy as it gets for you, folks. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets. If a three-pointer is made by either the Pistons or the Bulls, you're an easy winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is a difference. We get
Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.